Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins, and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So within the intensive care unit, we have a host of different medications that we use. If you want to increase your heart rate, we can do that pretty quickly. If you want to bring it down, we can do that too. Blood pressure's getting a bit high, we can pop some medications in to help that out. It's going a bit too quickly down, let's start some more. So you've got a lot of control over the patient's body in the ICU when it comes to medicines, but in today's episode, I'm not going to be talking about that. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about more of distraction therapy. With anything, anytime you do any procedure, anytime you do any medication that you're administering to a patient, there's always risks involved. And if I can reduce having to give PRN pain medications, I'm certainly going to be doing that. Same as when it comes to medications for an agitated patient. I always try to incorporate some sort of distraction therapy before I am going to be giving any sort of medications. So I'm going to be talking about a few of the go-tos that I have. I guess number one, sleep delirium. So delirium in the ICU due to a lack of sleep is a very real thing. It's very well studied, and it's a topic that has got a lot of research coming around and being released as we speak, I guess you'd say, and there's a lot that's coming out. And it's showing that even short episodes of delirium within the ICU can have lasting effects months and years into the future after they've been discharged from ICU. So we try our best to try to reduce this. And one of the techniques that is incorporated within the ICU that I'm working in is some afternoon rest periods. Now, during this time, we try to reduce the amount of stimulus to the patient. We clump our cares before it. So we do our mouth cares. We do everything we need to give those medications. We make the room as dark as possible. We turn down any music or anything. We try to let the patient sleep. Saying that, we also want to try to keep regular sleep-wake cycles as well. So when it comes to early in the morning, when it comes off night shift, we open up the windows, we make it as bright and stimulating as possible to say that this is daytime, and as soon as we start winding down at night time, we try to turn down the lights, turn down the music, turn down anything, this is dark time. So incorporating the sleep-wake cycles can make a monster difference and reduce the need to give any medicines to help sleep. Saying that, okay, next thing, music. Music is not only my best friend, but it's also my patient's best friend some of the time. The go-to I like to do and try to incorporate, this is going to be more for, I guess I do this for sedated patients and I do this for awake patients as well. So if they're awake and extubated, I always like to ask the patient directly what sort of music they're into. And if it's a family member, I like to get an idea of what sort of playlist they might be involved in. So I've had a string of about 70 to 77 year olds, and tell you what, Neil Diamond is my best friend. I've had some patients sing along with me, I've had some patients groove along with me, and it is just an enjoyable time, and it distracts them from a pretty lonely environment in the ICU. There's also these posters that we have on in the bed space, sort of like a "Hello, my name is." We write up the name of the patient on it, and we get the family to be involved with telling us some things that the patient enjoys doing. So whether it is they like to lawn bowls, they like watching The Block on TV, they like Neil Diamond with their music. This is something I really personally believe in very strongly, and I like to write up on that board exactly what the patient's into. Whether they're, you know, intubated and heavily sedated, I'll always talk along, and if I know anything about the subject, I'll talk to the patient as if they're awake. And one of the little funnies that I like to sort of say when the patient's family comes in, so I'll talk about a patient I had the other day, the patient's right into their rugby. Now, I'm fairly limited when it comes to my knowledge on rugby union, but I gave it my absolute best, and I tried to talk about the Wallabies and the All Blacks and the upcoming tests and how the Wallabies aren't doing fantastic, and I was talking as much as I could to this sedated patient who's GCS3, but it's when I say to the family that I was talking through them pretty much the whole time and that they're probably sick of my voice by now, so I guess it's a good time for you guys to have a chat to them as well. And you'll be amazed at just the response the family gives you. They're just so appreciative that you're there for their loved one, regardless of the medications they're giving and all the health. They're just happy that someone is there and providing some care to their loved one whilst they're away. I guess also continuing on, so we've got the music, we've got some stuff, and if all else fails, TV is always pretty good. Now, in the ICU that I'm working in, there's only two TVs. So as you can imagine, they're pretty hard to come by some of the time. So if the TV I can't get a hold of, I turn my computer around and I play some YouTube, ask them what they're into, and if I can bring the computer close enough, and if I've got a bit of spare time between giving medicines or anything like that, I try my best as possible to allow them to try to watch something. Again, it's just a little bit of distraction within some rooms. So as like I've put my perspective into what they're going through at the moment. Their family members aren't always there. Some of the rooms don't have windows, so it's going to be very difficult to determine what time of day it is, you know, just anything. So it's any little tiny luxury that they may be able to bring from home can make the world of difference. And I can definitely say from first-hand experience that these little tiny things that I've been doing for these patients can definitely help and distract them from what's going on. So anyway, guys, I hope this has been helpful as much as possible for you guys. It may give you a bit more of an idea of what you could incorporate, whether you're in ICU, whether in any other space, because it's certainly been working for me. So anyway, guys, hope you have an awesome day, and I'll talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.